This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores crowdfunding adoption, the Friends and Family Plan. And now here's Paige.
You can find bioethics news in some pretty interesting places. Take CNN Money, for instance. I came across a story in July about crowdfunding for adoption. Think of it as Kickstarter for kids. In case you don't know, Kickstarter is an online platform that raises money for creative projects, big and small. But if the entire amount is not raised, the project doesn't happen. Adoption is another all-or-nothing proposition. Either you adopt the child and bring him home, or he remains in foster care or an orphanage. The data is uncertain, but over 100,000 children in the United States alone are available for adoption. One of the major problems is that adoption is expensive. Couples may take out a huge loan or a second mortgage, crippling them for years to come. The federal tax code provides a one-time adoption tax credit, and some states offer adoption assistance, but sometimes that's just not enough. And that's where crowdfunding comes in. Through crowdfunding, friends, family, churches, even strangers can contribute online to help an adoptive family. It can be a direct gift, which isn't tax deductible, but there are also organizations to which you can make a tax deductible contribution. The first one dedicated exclusively to adoption is Adopt Together, and it's run by volunteers. It was started by Hank Fortner. His parents raised 3 biological children, 8 adoptive children, and over 30 foster children. Hank is a pastor of a Mosaic church in Los Angeles. He set up Adopt Together with his father to help these would-be adoptive families. And through the Hoping Hearts Foundation, Adopt Together's parent organization, families can apply for adoption grants. And donors can be sure that their money goes toward a genuine need. In fact, one family used emails and phone calls and Facebook to connect with their supporters and keep them updated. And in turn, family and church friends prayed for and encouraged the family during the long waiting process. My husband Jay and I had the joy of getting involved in a similar story. We gave to help a couple in our church who couldn't afford adoption, and it was a long process. But today, we enjoy seeing that rambunctious, smiling boy running around at church. When you give, use wisdom and prayerful discernment. Believe it or not, some crowdfunding sites support ethically troubling projects. For example, CrowdKids raises money not only for adoption, but also to hire a surrogate. There are general crowdfunding websites such as GiveForward and GoFundMe, and the same cautions apply. But what does adoption have to do with bioethics? Well, as I've said many times, adoption is not a solution for infertility, and adoption is not just for infertile couples. It is a calling of the people of God, a calling that is rooted in a deep theological understanding of God's self-giving love. Adoptive families participate in that love when they offer an unconditional welcome to a true orphan. And as those who join the crowdfunding Friends and Family Plan, we get to join in that unconditional welcome too. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, I'm Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.